This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, part of the team responsible for America's exit from the 20-year Afghan war, says he knows how many Americans remain in country.
We believe the number of those who have American citizenship, many of them dual nationals, who remain in Afghanistan, is somewhere around 100.
The State Department said after the press conference that it does not have the, quote, reliable means, end quote, to back up Blinken's claim because there are no personnel in country. President Biden should return to Washington Tuesday after vacationing in Delaware. His schedule has him visiting New Jersey and New York with only Hurricane Ida damage assessments in his plans. Wichita, Kansas police are reporting one person has died and seven others are hurt following a shooting in Wichita, Kansas very early Tuesday morning. A 30-year-old man was killed, two others received life-threatening injuries, and three were taken to hospitals with serious injuries. Police are still looking for the shooter. This is USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The United States must stay strong against the Taliban. Republican Congressman Chuck Fleischman from Tennessee on Newsmax TV Monday was talking Afghanistan.
See, there were about 3 provinces that were still up for grabs. They are no longer up for grabs. The Taliban, unfortunately, has complete, at least military control over Afghanistan. That's troubling. The Taliban, by their very nature, are troubling. We're seeing problems with women, obviously, but we are seeing the main problem that they are keeping planes with Americans from leaving the country. We're going to have to be very strong in our resolve as Americans.
Thousands of protesters took to the streets of Kabul, Afghanistan Tuesday. In response, the Taliban have fired warning shots to disperse the crowd. Video footage from the scene shows people running to safety while heavy gunfire can be heard in the background. Protesters also chanted anti-Pakistan slogans, as reported by the BBC. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The way the United States withdrew from Afghanistan cost American military lives and has created such a chaotic circumstance, nobody knows anything, as there are 0 American officials in Afghanistan right now. American citizens have gone into Afghanistan to rescue American brothers and sisters. In fact, 6 passenger jets filled with our people and deserving Afghans are not being allowed to fly out of country. Republican Representative Rob Whitman from Virginia tells Newsmax TV he's very concerned for the safety of the hostages.
I am very concerned. These Americans are being held against their will. They are indeed hostages by any definition. And now we hear uncertainty coming out from the administration. The comments by the State Department are, well, we don't have people on the ground. We're not sure about what's going on, but we're certainly willing to help. That sounds like to me a complete disconnect by this administration. The president should have this on the front burner. He should be all about getting Americans out of Afghanistan. He should be all about telling the Taliban, under no circumstances will you hold these Americans. You will let them go. And if you do not allow them to leave Afghanistan, there will be immediate and severe consequences for that. That's what leadership is about. But the reason we find ourselves in this situation is truly the doing of the president. And that is this chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. Afghanistan, where we have no diplomatic presence on the ground. And the president said he was going to help get Americans out. Doesn't look like to me there's a whole lot of help going on today.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage or turn a piece of property into a rental. Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Through all the deception, right? This is why our commitment to you, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Mark Twain's quote is one that comes to mind these days, and that is there are three kinds of lies: lies, damn lies, and statistics. Of course, when you hear some of these numbers from Anthony Blinken and this administration, I don't know whether you're talking about COVID, the southern border, we're talking about Afghanistan. I mean, really, do you think it's only 100 people? I mean, we've got people inside. I mean, some of this information is coming up that people are able to contact, you know, people here in this country. And they're claiming, you know, well over 1,000 people. But yet the State Department wants to say 100. But, you know, again, this is what we're dealing with. Lies, you know, those lies, those damn lies and statistics. And this is why it leaves us so doggone confused. Right now, we've got Larry Klayman with us, founder and former chairman of Judicial Watch. Larry, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
You too, Bill. How you been?
Hey, I've been great. I've been traveling a little bit, got a chance to go to Hawaii, see the grandkids. They're 5 and 2. And I'll tell you, Larry, you know, that's a bit of heaven. When you get to be around the family and your grandkids, it's just a real precious moment. And we were so blessed to be able to have that time with them. And it was really difficult to leave, as you can imagine, because, first of all, Hawaii's a little uptight. As one person said, one writer, you know, because you always know about Hawaii and that aloha spirit. Well, one writer there referred to it as the anoha spirit. They're a little tight over COVID, and I can understand this. But again, this is why the narrative is so critical, and that it should be bathed in the truth and not a bunch of political mishmash that has people, you know, at each other's throats. And, you know, we were just reading a story this morning in Vegas about a teacher who was so upset about a young kid, 9-year-old. You know, he gets up to get a drink of water, forgets to put his mask on. And what does she do? She grabs him, brings him to the front of the class, and tapes the mask on his face. This is insane.
Points, Bill. You know, you're out there, you're trying to change the world a little bit, and you recognize that you're doing it in large part for your grandkids and kids, and we all have to do that. Is that our founding fathers, who were rich, Jefferson and Washington would have been millionaires today, even with inflation, you know, risked everything, including their lives, because they understood that future generations would be living in hell in a dictatorship. And King George III, as I said before in your show, is much more preferable to the current regime. King George III was not a socialist. He wasn't a communist. He wasn't an atheist. He wasn't a radical of other groups. Secondly, Hawaii is a very, very leftist state. It's probably the most corrupt state in the country. Beautiful. I like going there, too.
Yes.
But it is. It's the home of Barack Obama. So let's not forget that. So that explains the total control that they want over the people. And then yesterday I was reading an article. Apparently dogs can get COVID. So are we going to put masks on dogs? I don't know.
Oh, Yeah, it's endless, no doubt about it. You know, I was going back and looking at the history of Hawaii. It wasn't always liberal, and it's only been in the recent decades, since the 70s, that you had this blue wave that, you know, came over the islands, and the people just surrendered. And this is what's happening. I mean, it's what happened in California. I mean, now they're kind of standing up, and we've got some recall going on that has, you know, has the governor on the ropes. So we'll see how this plays out. But, you know, the people have to revolt against this, Larry. I mean, this enough of this craziness that's going on. And we're not saying, look at, hey, let's beat up the Democrats so we can have a Republican rule. No, let's have a constitutional rule. You know, you got to hold everybody accountable, regardless of the letter that follows their name, if they're Republican, Democrat, or Independent. But are they patriots? Are they somebody who cares in the rule of law and our constitutional freedoms?
You're right. You know, and who says, Bill? I'm an old antitrust lawyer. I helped break up AT&T when I was at a Justice Department, when it was the Justice Department. Now it's the Department of Injustice. But who says we just have to have Republicans and Democrats? Let me give you one example of how the Republican Party just become a money racketeering enterprise. How many emails do you get every day?
Oh, endless number.
Trump, too.
I exactly.
Write back. I say, you know, you say you're worth $8 billion. You know, don't be shaking down the American people. You know, right now, we don't have the money. And I hope he listens to that. It's not him. It's the people around him that are profiting by this whole thing, political consultants and everybody else. But the reality here is that, you know, the Republican Party knew what was going to happen in Afghanistan. They get security briefings. Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, the rest of them, intelligence briefings, defense briefings. They did a rope-a-dope. They wanted Biden to fall on his face for political purposes. And you can hear that out of McConnell now. Oh, we're not going to impeach. We're not going to do anything. We'll just win the next election. Well, I got news for them. They're not going to win anything. Okay, not the way they are. Because the American people see through them right now. They're just a money-raising machine, and they do little to nothing to back us up. So we need new political parties. I'm starting one independently of everything I do called the New American Independence Party, and we need more than that. We need alternatives.
Exactly. Well, John Naisbitt, years ago, you remember his book, Megatrends, he said, look at the Republican Democratic Party are like two dinosaurs mating. And he has predicted that, you know, it's going to be the end of the two-party system in America. And I've been sitting on that. And this has been going on for several decades since he wrote that book. And you see, okay, there is this breakdown. Maybe what comes out of all this, as you say, Larry, is that we end up, you know, reforming this two-party system in such a way that really represents the people, because you talk about things that are systemically wrong. It is the whole process of government. When you have officials, or you have elected officials who go to D.C. With some ideology to begin with, and they find out very quickly that it's not about the people's business. It's about them getting reelected. If that is your objective, about getting reelected, everything else suffers and becomes less. This is why we're $30 trillion in debt, and the mess that we have in Afghanistan, the fact that we even have to deal with somebody like Joe Biden, this should never have happened. The Democratic Party, which has become the party of cheating and voter fraud, this should never have happened. And even the mainstream legacy media, big tech, corporate America, all this, we need a smarter America. And Rush Limbaugh had warned it. He sent the warning. He said, you know, voters are being dumbed down. This low information voter is killing us. It will kill the democracy. And ladies and gentlemen, this is where we are right now. And so you have a choice.
Yeah, we need to make some fine tuning changes here. We had a Third Continental Congress, as you know, I invited you. And in Philadelphia, and we were talking about not just declaring independence again, but making some changes to the Constitution. We should have a way that we can get rid of a president and a vice president. Yeah. We don't. Impeachment doesn't work. Never has. And the only alternative is violent revolution. We don't want to see that. I wrote a book, It Takes a Revolution, I have peaceful and legal means. It's now a counter-revolution, by the way, not a revolution, because the left has taken over. And we need those means, and that's one of the things I'm doing in the interim, Bill, is our citizens' grand juries. We have started the process to indict Biden for what happened in Afghanistan. And, you know, there are other people accountable, too, including his wife, Jill, who covered up this guy's severe mental and physical infirmity. That puts the American people at risk. You know, let's not leave her
without
out
a doubt.
Just
yeah, exactly.
Just because she's a woman. Just because she's a woman. Yeah.
Without a doubt. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Larry Klayman after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enrich activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Probably some of you are going, look, I need to see some hope. And right away, I mean, for as long as we've been dealing with COVID and the insanity of, you know, this new presidency and the administration, what his choices have done. You know, Larry Klayman, it was said that if Biden had done nothing in the previous 7 months. Our country would be so much better off that everything that he touches turns to manure here. And he's beyond incompetent. And as you were saying earlier, there's people here that are vulnerable, including his wife, you know, Dr. Jill Biden, that knows better. And this whole cover-up, and here we are, the American people at risk because of their own egos.
Well, that's right. And it's not just Joe Biden who's committed treason against the American people. It's Jill Biden because she covered up for him. She kept him in the basement. She gave people the impression that he was okay. He's not okay. And even if he was okay, the guy is just dumb. I mean, how many times was he caught plagiarizing other people's work? He's not smart. And you know, the other one, Kamala Harris, she's even dumber. It's like Dumb and Dumber. All she can do is laugh when confronted with a question. You know, and but we're in a very serious situation. That's why I wrote the book, It Takes a Revolution. I did it before they were elected, but it's getting worse. And, you know, what we're seeing right now is a total breakdown of any sense, as you put it, of law and order and the rule of law. Look, the Democrats, Bill, they have a plan here. Seize control with COVID-19 so that you can control the people. Dump money into the economy so people don't want to work, destroying medium and small business. Use the FBI as a Gestapo to round up anybody who protests in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere. I've got clients in that regard who, you know, were threatened, busted into their house and that kind of thing. Destroy police departments so there's rampant crime through the streets. And, of course, their leftist ideology, you know, which is to destroy capitalism. And just to get back to the Republican Party, 2 weeks ago, I'm driving to on a Sunday, and I could go out of range. I like to listen to Latin music sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I turned on NPR. And who funds NPR? The taxpayer. Yes. When the Republicans controlled the Congress, did they ever end NPR? NPR can exist, but let it be funded privately. And these two lesbians come on and they say, my cat was nasty to me this morning. He must be a capitalist. You know, and this is what we're dealing with. So their final straw is to destroy Judeo-Christian values. Mm-hmm. If you want to be transgender now, if your kid comes home from school and decides that he wants to be transgender or her, you take him to a psychologist and you turn him into a transgender. They're destroying every aspect of society, every aspect. And I'm not a homophobe, by the way. Right. But I'm telling you something. It destroyed Greece. It destroyed Rome. And it's going to destroy this country as well.
Yeah, I mean, you have to flat out ignore history to not see the trajectory. But that's what the left does. It invalidates. It negates any reasonable opinion. Well, of course, they don't see anything as reasonable, anything that goes against their grain. But look at, you know, we've had enough experience with this. And this is what's happening, I think, on the positive side, Larry. If we had not already experienced freedom and liberty based on this constitutional republic, that would be one thing. You know, we're not like Afghanistan. We've had a history of some very positive things in our country. And as a friend of mine would say when we were talking about revival, he says, the idea of having a revival is that at one point you were vibed. You know, you were alive. You were happening. And the fact that you need to be revived is because you're off track here. And this is where America is. It's not like we've totally surrendered our foundational input. That we have this history, this rich history and experience about the American way of life. And look what's going on. Over 50% of America, Democrats, Republicans alike, are now saying, look, there was something real goofy with 2020 election, and we need to run an audit here. So people are waking up to this. They're waking up to the incompetency of Joe Biden and going, how in the heck did this happen? How did somebody who didn't even campaign, that has a hard time completing a sentence, and all these other flaws, I mean, not that we ever, you know, elect a saint here, but my goodness, to elect somebody that is this blatantly incompetent is beyond the pale.
The problem is this. There's a minority of people who feel strongly. I think about 10-15% who are willing to do something, who are willing to rise up. That's okay, because in the colonies, in the days leading up to 1776, it was a minority that convinced the rest of the colonies to secede. We need to then unite the people. But most people, and I ask questions, and sometimes they're not exactly politic, you know what I mean? And people don't care. They want to go play golf. They want to go play tennis. They think it's going to go away. Enjoy your life, Larry. Why do you have to do this? You know, you're 70 years old. Why do you have to do this? They say that to me, even people in my own family sometimes.
Right.
And I say, it's in my blood. I cannot, for my kids and grandkids, allow this to happen, you know, as well as for myself. No sense of self-respect. And the American people right now are sleeping as the country has literally been stolen from them.
Without a doubt. And we had a lieutenant colonel on with us last week, Larry, and he says now the America is going to lose the petrodollar. I mean, this has been long in the crosshairs with the Chinese, you know, the Iranians, others, you know, to make sure that the petrodollar, which has been, you know, pretty much controlled by America for decades now, if that goes bye-bye, I mean, you're talking an economic collapse of epic proportions that are coming. All these things do not bode well. And you and I and others like us, and again, this all goes to that the old Pareto principle where you got 20% of the people doing 80% of the work. And, you know, that's, but it can be effective. I mean, it's not like you need 100% agreement, just like you said. During the revolution, it was a minority of people. Look what happened in Germany. 10% were fascist, and they controlled 90%. So, you know, for the good, we have this opportunity, and the numbers clearly are on our side, but we have to get up off the couch. We have to do this for the sake of our grandchildren, just like these patriots who have decided that, look at, you know, if our government's going to leave Americans behind, they're not going to. There are patriotic former military who are there in country, you know, going in and taking and, you know, and rescuing our American hostages because they believe in that ultimate military principle that you will not leave any American behind. Joe Biden, Anthony Blinken, the rest of the administration, which amazes me, and we're talking even generals like Milley and that, they just kind of, you know, they just shrug. It's amazing.
Well, they're following orders like they did in the Third Reich. I mean, we live in the Fourth Reich right now. The worst thing, from my perspective, is the Justice Department and the judges. And they are terrorizing the American people. The Justice Department, you know, is being run by people who say the biggest problem is white domestic terrorism. We must stamp it out.
Yeah, that and climate, you know, and climate change. And climate change, Larry. We've got to throw that
and
in.
Climate, you know, there is climate change, but it's not as much as they say it is, and we can address that. But the thing is, and conservatives shouldn't just reject that, you know, off just because Al Gore, you know, went overboard or whoever, OSC or whatever. But the problem here is that the American people need to understand they're living on borrowed time. And our country, I think, is about 90% gone right now. The question is, do we resurrect it? And that's why we're doing our citizens' grand juries. Tune in this Thursday. We've already started the process. We've indicted Biden already for massive bribery from China, Ukraine, and Russia. He's been indicted now for negligent homicide and also for treason. And that's what he is. He's treasonous.
And, Larry, how can they tap in? How can they tap this and connect with you on this?
Go to freedomwatchusa.org, freedomwatchusa.org. If you want to serve and see if you qualify as a citizen's grand juror, send me an email at leclayman, L as in Larry, E as in Elliot, Clayman, K-L-A-Y-M-A-N, @gmail.com. I want the American people to start to participate to themselves save the country, not wait for other people to do it. It's not going to happen by the Republican Party. It's not going to happen.
This is what We the People is all about, ladies and gentlemen. You have to activate your citizenship if we're going to save this precious republic. He's the founder and former chair of Judicial Watch, current chairman of Freedom Watch, and author of It Takes a Revolution, Larry Clayman. Thank you, Larry. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, part of the team responsible for America's exit from the 20-year Afghan war, says he knows how many Americans remain in country.
We believe the number of those who have American citizenship, many of them dual nationals, who remain in Afghanistan, is somewhere around 100.
The State Department said after the press conference that it does not have the, quote, reliable means, end quote, to back up Blinken's claim because there are no personnel in country. President Biden should return to Washington Tuesday after vacationing in Delaware. His schedule has him visiting New Jersey and New York with only Hurricane Ida damage assessments in his plans. Wichita, Kansas police are reporting one person has died and seven others are hurt following a shooting in Wichita, Kansas very early Tuesday morning. A 30-year-old man was killed, two others received life-threatening injuries, and three were taken to hospitals with serious injuries. Police are still looking for the shooter. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to be. You know, September is National Preparedness Month, and to remind Americans of the importance of being ready in case of disasters and emergencies. Listen up. We got Emily Brandwin with us, safety expert and former CIA agent, and she is also known as the Spy Girl. What else? Okay. She's going to share important information that you need before any storm or emergency takes place, so you'll be ready for recovery, restoration, and remediation. Emily, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us.
Hey, thank you so much, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I told you, I'm in Alohaville here, so here for a couple of more days. It's just gorgeous. Yeah, Kanapali Bay in Maui. You can't ask for much better than this right now.
You really can't. It's so perfect. I was there once a long time ago. I need to go back.
Well, time to come back, I'm telling you. It's terrific here. Well, hey, let's talk about why being prepared is so important when dealing with man-made or natural emergencies.
Absolutely. You know, when I work for the CIA, the most important thing is they train you to be prepared for the unexpected, the expected, and, of course, everything in between because it's the CIA,
yes.
And that's what they do. But really, National Preparedness Month is a great opportunity to actually just take a moment and say, okay, how can I be prepared? Because I think when nature and Mother Nature hits, you don't have that opportunity to say, how can I make sure that I am going to be safe? My family is going to be safe. What can I do? And 2020, I think, taught us a lot. I mean, it was a really, really rough year for so many reasons. We had 30 named storms, 30, 13 hurricanes, 12 of those hit land, which is crazy. We had fires. I live in California, so that's very, very real to me. We had tornadoes. We had earthquakes. You name it, we had it. And 2021, look, we have Ida right now. It's going to be the same. It's not going to get better. So it's really important that we take a moment. And, you know, the first thing that happens when a disaster hits is you lose power. And so one of the best ways to be really prepared for that is with the EcoFlow Delta portable power station. It's solar powered, which is amazing. So it means you can use it anywhere, anytime, any place, which to me is such a, gives a lot of peace of mind. And what I love about this, Bill, is that you can charge 13 devices at once, and you're not just talking like a cell phone or a laptop, yes, that, but also home appliances. So your refrigerator, your freezer, power tools. You know, growing up, when I grew up in the Midwest, we would lose electricity. You would, you know, be worried you're going to lose hundreds of dollars of food in your fridge.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Which is, obviously, it's a big hardship, but you don't have to worry about that because with the Delta portable power station, you can keep all those charged, but you can also charge 13 devices at once, simultaneously, and they can go from 0 to 80% in less than an hour, which is amazing. Yeah,
yes.
It's amazing. And to be able to have that peace of mind is incredible. And that's also, I think, what you think of if disaster hits. You're like, oh, my gosh, what are those things that are super irreplaceable? And, you know, you go through that thing. You're like, oh, if that fire happens, what am I going to say? And it's always those photos because those are the things you can't replace. And so what's great is there's a product called the Epson Fast Photo FF680W wireless scanner, and it's really a hero device. It's an amazing scanner. You can scan thousands and thousands of photos, but not just the front of the photo. Like, Bill, do you have photos that on the back have, like...
Yes. You got notes, years, age, all that good stuff. Yeah, that's important.
And it's, and to me, the back of it is as much of the memory as the front. Like, my grandma always had, like, snarky comments about whoever was on the front of it. And so I found out that I was definitely her favorite, but looking at all those comments. And with the scanner, what's great is you can scan the front and the back, so you can keep both of those memories together. You can also upload all these photos to the cloud. So, you know, all my family right now, we're all separated because the world is a little bit crazy right now, but we can be connected. You know, you can share those photos. You know, I can share with my family in Baltimore or with my in-laws in Florida, and it's a great way to really connect us together. And because it is National Preparedness Month, I would say the most important thing to do is also take stock of all those really important documents that if they got lost, you would be in a lot of trouble. So scan your wedding, you know, your wedding license, scan the deed to your home, scan the title to your car, your passport, your driver's license, your social security card, any of those documents that if they got destroyed, it would be really challenging to get them replaced in a hurry. Keep them scanned. It's going to give you peace of mind and save you so, so, so much time if, you know, Mother Nature hits.
Exactly. Well, Lloyd, those are great ideas. I especially like the idea of having proof that Grandma always thought that you were the best one. Because, you know, if you lose that evidence and then, you know, your siblings want to, you know, debate it and everything, now you can bring the debate to a really clean, nice conclusion saying, well, here's the proof.
Well, Bill, it's tough because my brother has two grandkids. And so...
Yes.
For a while, I truly wasn't the favorite, and I still don't have kids, so it was really touch and go for a while, but, you know, it's nice to have that proof that it, I didn't need to bribe her with, you know, kids, grandkids.
Exactly. Well, any other tools that we can talk about to consider when making our emergency plan? Yes.
I have a question, Bill. Do you have a first aid kit? I know it's very old school.
No, I have several. I have one in the car. I have probably a couple at the house, so I have at least three.
Well, Bill, you're very super prepared. I'm impressed. And I always tell people, make sure you have one, but also make sure you update it all the time and make sure if you have medicine in there that you go through and you make sure it's up to date. Otherwise, it's just decorative in there. So make sure that you have an up-to-date first aid kit. And also, I just want folks to know if they want to learn more about the Epson Fast Photo Wireless Scanner or the Delta EcoFlow Scanner that they are EcoFlow Portable Power Station, that they go to Tips on TV, and it'll give them even more information all about these two amazing products. They can also visit me on Twitter at CIA Spy Girl or also at my website at CIA Spy Girl as well.
I love your name, the CIA Spy Girl. I mean, that just...
It's good marketing, huh? It's very clean. You know who I am.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, if you know, anywhere, I mean, you can get people to listen up real quick because you go, hey, well, I am the CIA spy girl. And then everybody has to stop and they have to listen, right?
It's a good way to do that. It's a good thing to also talk about on the first date. It got their attention.
Well, and they probably not only got their attention, but they figured they better behave themselves.
Exactly.
You know, why not? Right? Well, after spending several years performing in dark nightclubs, speaking of which, as an improv comedian, she took the next logical career jump and joined the Central Intelligence Agency. Can you imagine? Who said the CIA doesn't have a sense of humor, huh, Emily?
Well, they really don't. I was kind of the unique unicorn there, but hey, it was an amazing, amazing experience.
Unbelievable. Only you, Emily. I imagine the family has all kinds of stories to tell about you. But hey, that's another interview. How about some other tips to keep our family safe? What else you got up your sleeve?
I make sure you have water and make sure you have about 3 to 4 days of water, and I always keep that stored. And also, I like to know what my family's emergency plan is. I'm a little bit of a worrier. It's genetic, so I like to know also what they're doing just to give me the peace of mind that I need so I don't have to worry so much.
Yeah, well, see, you could be the worrying comedian. I like it.
It's a little too close to home. Yes.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, now you got to really be vulnerable, right?
Exactly.
How about one final safety tip as we head into National Preparedness Month, Emily?
Well, you know, the most important thing is also to make sure that everybody, your family, your friends, if you have a spouse, that you check in with each other. And I always talk to my husband every few months. We're like, hey, do we know where our first aid kit is? Do we know where our water is? Where would we go if something should happen? And that you guys are all on the same page. So, you know, when Mother Nature hits, you don't also have time to think about these things. So if it's just ingrained in you and you know what's going on, you're set. So make sure that you've got it and just really wrote at this point.
Exactly. And it's not like she puts her husband away and only checks in with him every month or so. She just means, you know, as we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, so don't get confused.
Well behaved.
Yeah, exactly. She's a safety expert and spy girl. Emily Bradwin has been with us. Emily, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Absolutely. Tips on TV. Also, they can come visit me at CIA Spy Girl on Twitter or at my website.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Now, second chances don't come often and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for Rachel Alexander, the attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, the Christian Post, and Newsmax. Hey, Rachel, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Arizona, you wrote about this, expected to follow Texas abortion heartbeat law. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is really exciting that this precedent is so huge that states all around the country are going to be following it, and they will likely be upheld because we all know the fact that the Supreme Court didn't put a hold on this new Texas law means there's a very good chance it will be upheld. So Arizona, which has always been at the forefront of pro-life laws, one of the sites I mentioned in my article ranked us number 5 in the nation for pro-life laws. We've tried to pass these fetal heartbeat laws before. We just didn't draft them the way this successful Texas one did, where private people can sue over enforcement. So it's already pretty clear we're going to be following suit. And, you know, you've got Kathy Herrig. She's the head of the Center for Arizona Policy here. They're the ones that are behind all the pro-life legislation here. She's pretty much said, yep, we're starting with legislation here.
Exactly. Well, explain to our audience, if you would, just briefly here to make sure people understand, with the U.S. Supreme Court refusing to block a Texas law banning abortions at 6 weeks, when fetal heartbeats begin, Arizona's Republican-dominated legislature is expected to enact a similar law. That's what you wrote about. But you said that the tipping point was approaching this a little bit differently. And explain to our audience what you meant by individuals being able to sue over this as opposed to state.
Yeah, for whatever reason, the justices thought, well, since there's nothing in effect yet, nobody's actually sued yet, nothing has happened, we're not going to jump in and do anything. You know, we're going to sit here and we're going to wait for something to happen. So there's no, like, law in effect that says prosecutors will prosecute these people, right? It's just hanging out there. And to me, honestly, between you and me, okay, and everybody listening, I don't think that's a very good excuse because, you know, they're going to get prosecuted, you know, if somebody brings a civil lawsuit against them. I think the justice justices, I think the justices are pro-life, and they are looking for a pro-life law to uphold. That's what I think is going on. But for like anybody, you or me, can now bring a civil lawsuit if we know of a woman who is getting an abortion. We can bring that civil lawsuit against her doctor. Lyft thinks we can bring it against the Lyft driver who helps her get to the doctor. But basically, it's anyone who helps the woman get an abortion.
Right. Wow, that's amazing that it's come down to that, and the Supreme Court had to wait for just the right wording, you know, to make this decision, which I think is quite interesting because, you know, meanwhile, you got David DeLeiden, who's kind of been hanging out there, you know, taking on all kinds of legal expenses, you know, because he was the whistleblower that called, you know, you and I talked about this. He called out Planned Parenthood for the sale of baby parts. And, you know, that's against the law. And Planned Parenthood, so far, no harm, no foul. David DeLeiden, he goes to jail.
That's an excellent comparison. And I believe, based on what I have observed with pro-life laws over the last, you know, 20, 30 years or whatever, more than that since Roe v. Wade was implemented, I believe the legal eagles behind all, you know, all these judges, I believe they have a strategy which is making incremental changes little by little. And that is what we've been seeing with the way they've approved certain laws over the last few years. And so they think the David Daladin thing was too much of a stretch. Of course, you and I don't think that was too much of a stretch. That was insane. But that's how they're seeing it. They're seeing it as we can get this little victory from the pro-choicers, and that's how we're gonna operate.
Well, the other thing, too, that's happening, and you're well aware of this, Rachel, and that is that, like you said, since 1973, Roe v. Wade, there's a lot of testimony, a lot of evidence right now of women. You know, one of the things that they consistently say is that they lied to me. They told me that it was inconsequential. It was just some excess tissue like a tumor that was being removed. Well, now the technology, the science, we might say, is such that we're seeing an actual child that's developing here. And also this idea that they don't feel pain. They're realizing that that's not the case. That's another big lie that's been perpetrated out there. So there's enough discovery just from practical experience since Roe v. Wade was passed. It's one of those illegal laws that's on the books that was enacted by the Supreme Court, not by Congress, which is a whole other problem in and of itself. And I think the Supreme Court has had a problem with this ever since they made a decision. You know, they know it's kind of hanging out there that it technically is not a law, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good point. Public opinion is shifting as people become more aware. And the polls are showing that people are increasingly against abortion. And that is why we've seen this, you know, surge of state laws, because it's reflecting the will of the people.
Exactly. And I would say on both sides, don't think that this is just, you know, the women's side and this idea that it's my body and this sort of thing. Last time we checked, I mean, the human biology is such is that it requires a male and female still, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a horribly sexist thing to do because that body is still 50% from the male.
Yes, right.
That argument conveniently forgets that fact.
Right, exactly. And what's happening is men are stepping out and saying, look at, hey, this is my child. You know, I keep saying, you know, and relating some of these stories where people are talking to me, Rachel, and the guys are coming and going, oh, my God, I can't believe, I killed my child. And the heartbreak that you see on their face. I mean, and this idea that some women want to think, oh, guys are disconnected. Look, I get it. We were on the full spectrum. There's probably some guys that, you know, it was a hit-and-run experience. They want nothing to do. I get that. But what we're not hearing is the other evidence and the other stories, like from Jason Jones, for example, who you know and that I know. And his heartbreaking story, this is from the male side of an abortion and what he experienced and the pain that he deals with, even to this day, all these years later.
They don't care about that. And what really annoys me about that kind of an argument is there are so many issues that affect, you know, both men, both women, both whites, both minorities, you know, and to try to say just because, you know, it doesn't affect you as much as, you know, then you don't get a say. That's a ridiculous argument because it still affects these people in so many other ways. It might be minor, but it still affects you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and here we are, you know, a country that's been hashtagging, you know, Me Too and women and all this. Well, how many of these babies that have been aborted are women, are young girls? And they're, you know, they're no more. There's no wedding. There's no families to be drawn. There's no life experience. I was sharing with the audience earlier, Rachel, that, you know, I met this gal. She's an attorney. And she was the result of a botched abortion. She's brilliant. And you wonder how many other stories like that are out there in this naked city and all the shoulda, coulda, woulda lives that could have made a difference. I mean, right now, one of the big problems that we have here in America is the labor force, right? And when you talk about over 60,000 people, 60,000 babies that have been aborted, that's a labor force in and of itself. And then we're wondering why we're short of labor.
Yeah, and they're such hypocrites because they claim to care about every life. I mean, look at them with COVID. They're so obsessed with every little life. Yet all these lives that would have been aborted because these wonderful, beautiful lives that would have been aborted because of abortion, they suddenly just don't care about any of them. They don't care about one of those lives that's been aborted from abortion, the millions of lives.
Right. And the thing that breaks my heart is when you hear celebrities that say, oh, I'm so glad, you know, that I got an abortion because my career was able to, you know, continue. Well, who's to know that? Who is to know that maybe your career would have been even more blessed? Or, yes, maybe there would have been a different chapter to the story because you decided to, you know, to fulfill the pregnancy, and whether that child was born and under your care, or maybe you offered it up for adoption because it was inconvenient for you or for whatever reason. I mean, these alternatives to abortion have always been there. And thank God, you know, more and more women are moving in that direction, men along with them as well, to where we're thinking of other alternatives. And, you know, maybe with this, you know, this new law that is happening, that's happened in Texas and now going to Arizona. And as you say, the dominoes will start to fall. And this is what's freaking out the pro-abortionist and Planned Parenthood types, because, you know, they're realizing, you know, hey, look at the curtain has finally been pulled back and the truth finally is being revealed. And by experience, women are speaking out.
Yeah, the tide is changing in, I'd say, our favor, but it's really the baby's favor.
Amen.
And I've always figured, you know, the technology isn't even going to advance so far that we will be able to raise babies out of the womb. So if you get pregnant and you're worried, you know, about this baby at a very young age, you know, it's not a baby yet, we can abort it. No, you can actually just take it out and have it raised in a test tube or something.
Rachel Alexander is an attorney, a contributor to Town Hall, WND, and the Christian Post and Newsmax. Rachel, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.